This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, January 20th. God's word to you today is anything. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, and it says, never stop praying. John 14, verses 12 to 14 says, I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I'm going to be with the Father. You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Please take notes of the word anything. If you have the Fresh Fire devotional, please underline, circle, highlight the word anything. How many things did Jesus say we can ask for? Anything. Is Jesus a liar? Not at all. The reason we believe God, we fast and we pray, is because Jesus says we can ask for anything. You are probably wondering if Jesus really said we can ask for anything. As though Jesus knew that we would ponder this. In the very next verse, he says, yes, ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Again, I urge you to underline, highlight, and circle the word anything, because that is what Jesus said. Jesus also assures us that we will not only do the same things he did, but greater works shall we do. So if we immerse ourselves into prayer like Jesus, we will do greater things than Jesus did. And this will bring joy to the heart of Jesus. He will say in excitement, that's my boy, that's my girl. When we immerse ourselves in prayer and we do greater things than Jesus did, we will bring joy to Jesus and glory to the Father. But the choice is ours. Are you going to lie on your bed and pray? Or are you going to get up and pray? Are you going to stay in the house, your comfort zone? Or are you going to go out? When you are out, are you going to find an isolated place and focus, or are you going to get distracted? When you find an isolated place, are you going to pray, or are you going to go to sleep, worry, or get lost in thoughts? What is it going to be? The life of Jesus, the prayers he prayed, and how he went about prayer is a huge lesson for us. God loves to be prioritized. He enjoys it. But think about it, so do we. Male and female alike. Make spending time with God in prayer priority and teach it to your children. We have to be deliberate about praying and teaching our children how to pray. Start by getting them to memorize scripture. Get God's word on their insides. My grandmother was very deliberate in impacting us through the word and prayer. As parents, we have to be deliberate about impacting our children so that we do not lose them. Train them in God's way, so that someone else will not train them in the world's way. You need to know that it is never too late. You can start now. Let us pray. Father, today I commit to seeking your face in prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.